Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be asking a question about the Hajj. As you know, we are in the month of Zilhajjah. This is the month in which the Hajj, the pilgrimage to Mecca, is performed. It's a very significant month. It's also the month in which, in which the Eid al-Adha, one of the most significant festivals for Muslims, exists and comes. The question we want to ask today, it's about the Hajj. It's simultaneously also about one of the famous verses in the Quran about the Hajj. In that verse, God Almighty says, the Hajj or the pilgrimage occurs in specific months, in the plural, right? Al-Hajjo Ashhurun ma'lumat, right? So this seems to indicate that there are specific months in the plural for the Hajj. But we know that the Hajj is only performed, the pilgrimage to Mecca is only performed in the month of Zilhajjah, in one month. Actually, to be more specific, only in the first 10 days of this month. Right? So how does this, what we see in Islamic jurisprudence, does it not contradict what we see in the Quran being mentioned? So the way we answer this question is this: that first of all, these months in the plural that the Quran is referring to are the months of Shawwal, Zilqa'dah, and Zilhajjah. Right? Either the entire month of Zilhajjah or the very first 10 days of it. These months have been called Ashhur Hajj, the months of Hajj. Why? Because a part of the acts of Hajj, in other words, what? The Umrah. This is performed, this cannot be performed in other than these months. And another portion of it is performed in from the 9th to the 12th of the month of Zilhajjah. Another question that might be asked regarding specifically about this verse of the Holy Quran, how it relates to Hajj, is this: why is it that the Quran did not specifically mention these months by name? And the answer to that question is that this is because these were well known by the people in the time in which this verse was revealed, and for that reason, the Quran did not feel there was a need specifically to mention, why this is so, what months this is referring to. So to recapitulate what we stated, right, the question exactly was that why is it that the Hajj has been mentioned to be performed in months in the plural, whereas we know that the Hajj is performed in Zilhajjah in one month, and specifically in the first 10 days of this. And the way we answer this is that a portion of the a'mal of the Hajj, which is the Umrah, can be only performed in these 3 months that we mentioned, right? And for that reason, it's been said that the Hajj, al-Hajju, ashhurun ma'lumat. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at why the Quran states that the Hajj is performed in certain months when we know it's only performed in one month. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.